This local and regional news update is brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank at 12th and Main in Batesville, the bank that's open from 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. The economic recession's prolonged downturn in the housing market, both the building of new homes and the remodeling sector, has apparently claimed another victim. According to a source close to the operation, the Conestoga factory in Mountain View will close its doors in February. Its employees were informed 2 days ago. Just under 50 employees now work at the company, which manufactures cabinet doors. The product is then shipped to the Conestoga factory in Jacksonville to be finished. Apparently, that site will also close in February. In its heyday, in the late 1990s and early 2000s, the factory in Mountain View provided a job for over 300 employees. Local management declined to comment. We're still scheduled to contact the corporate office in Pennsylvania this morning for a comment on the news. We've had a couple of contacts so far, have not made contact with the person we need to be visiting with, but we'll do that today for you.
Now you can do your banking anytime, anywhere. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank of Arkansas gives you instant access to your accounts right from your phone. Using your web browser of your mobile device, go to liberty2go.com. That's with the number 2. Log on to view account details, history, and make immediate transfers. Mobile banking from Liberty Bank will help you manage your time and your money. Visit liberty2go.com today and get started banking on the go. That's real banking, only at Liberty Bank of Arkansas. Member FDIC.
You may remember the story we had on Ozark Newsline Monday after a drive-by shooting that occurred early Friday evening at a Broad Street residence in Batesville. Fortunately, no one was injured in the shooting. Investigators have arrested 3 male juveniles, all in the Batesville school system. 2 are 16-year-old sophomores, the other a 15-year-old freshman. They have all been charged with a terroristic act. The case will be processed through juvenile court. I asked Batesville Public School Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison this morning what the mood was like on the junior and senior high campuses.
You'd like to think that because it was an act, something that happened away from school and on the weekend and it was not involving the school, that it wouldn't affect the school, but it really does. It was an unfortunate but isolated event, you know, and I think that in the absence of information, people sometimes are forced to speculate, and a lot of people in the community are concerned and apprehensive and worried that their children are safe. And I just want people to know that their children are extremely safe in our schools. We have 2 outstanding administrators at the high school, David Campbell, Junior High, Brent Bogie, and outstanding school resource officers in John Carroll and Cord Davidson. And we've taken a lot of precautions and tried to be more aware and tried to find ways to make sure we can do everything we can just to have school. There's not a lot of overt tension among the students that we can see. There hasn't been any altercations among student groups. It's just been a lot of apprehension. What's going to happen next? And you know, this is new to us. As you can imagine, this doesn't happen in baseball all the time. And it's something that we're not really used to having to deal with. But what I want people to understand is that we have taken all the precautions we can to make sure that our students are safe, that we can have school. And, you know, part of our mission is to help children become capable and competent adults. And unfortunately, things like this are part of it. We're all learning as a result of this experience. And while we hope that this kind of violence is not repeated, the main thing is we are doing everything we can to make sure we can have a safe and a conducive environment for learning at school.
Batesville Public School Superintendent Dr. Randy Willison. A night of pro boxing is coming to Batesville. Saturday night, Bad Boy Promotions presenting Season's Beatings at the National Guard Armory on White Drive. Promoter Brandon Foster said the boxing card will include 3 women's bouts and 4 men's fights as a minimum. Among the boxers featured are 2 women boxers I recently talked with, Kristen Treadway and April Ward.
I really enjoy it. I look forward to, you know, my next bout all the time. I'm always trying to get Brandon to find me somebody to fight.
Do you do a lot of practicing?
Yeah, we do 2 nights a week out at the old GDX plant, and me and Kristen do some work at her house, and we run on the weekends and stuff.
Have you had any knockouts in the fights that you've had?
All 7 wins are by knockout.
Whoa, so we can maybe expect that, Brandon, when we get her in the ring tonight.
Yeah, it's 100% so far.
You can't hardly beat the percentage there. Well, Kristen, you don't have as many bouts as she does. Took time out to have a little one, but you're 2-0. Basically, how do you feel first 2 fights went?
I thought both of them went really good. I fought in both of them in Arkansas, one at Fort Smith and one at Rogers.
Right.
But both of them went good. They both went to the all 4 rounds, I won all 4 rounds.
You haven't lost a round?
Nope.
Well, that's pretty good. You fight in the bantamweight, around 115, 120 pounds,
yeah,
something in there?
That's correct.
Foster said doors open at 7:30 Saturday night, the first fine at 8:15. Tickets are $20 each on a first-come, first-served basis. You can purchase them at Bad Boy Mowers front office until 5 today. And that brings you right up to date. This local and regional news update has been brought to you exclusively by Liberty Bank in Batesville. The bank with same-day posting, no matter the time of transaction.